I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump says he's made a decision on the international Iranian nuclear deal, but declined to tell reporters in New York what that decision was. Mr. Trump has been highly critical of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA, since it was signed by the previous Obama administration, Iran, and five other countries in 2015. Vice President Mike Pence told the UN Security Council Iran remains a menace in the Middle East. Mr. Trump is obligated to inform Congress whether Iran is in compliance with the agreement. The next deadline is October 15th. At a UN General Assembly remarks, Iran's President Hassan Rouhani Wednesday suggested any country that tries to back out of the agreement would do nothing but embarrass itself. He said the JCPOA will remain as is or it will no longer exist. General John Hyten, the U.S. Strategic Command Director, said Wednesday Iran is operating under the nuclear agreement, but also is deploying and developing a series of ballistic missiles.
But at the same time, they're rapidly deploying and developing a whole series of ballistic missiles and testing ballistic missiles at all ranges that provide significant concerns to not just the United States, but our allies.
General Hyten speaking Wednesday at the Hudson Institute in Washington. Kenya's Supreme Court Wednesday criticized the country's election commission for failing to verify official results of last month's presidential election before declaring President Uhuru Kenyatta the winner, but the court did not find anyone on the commission guilty of any wrongdoing. A new election scheduled October 17th. This is